I gotta get a little bit of liquid courage in me. Pause. Oh shit, we're recording. God damn it.
Hey, you too. You too. What we sipping on? What we sipping on? Milk?
Oh. Moonshine.
Vitamin D. Yeah.
Moonshine.
Milk out the chuck.
Crazy.
Moonshine.
Nah, son. Why you put it in that milk gallon?
Yeah, that is nuts, dude.
I chose a gallon I got it in.
What did you just bite? What did you just
some
bite?
Jello. He hit the- some Jello.
That's what I thought you just... That's yo. What I thought.
Hey, yo, 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 yo. Jello and moon. What's up with y'all?
Man, that's a healthy adult diet right there. Oh, yeah, like, some water. Moonshine. Oh, my God.
That's what water, that too. That's
it's not a dietitian, the holy trinity.
No, we should. Let's go through Merle's fridge, yo.
Merle survives off some fucking chicken nuggets and Mio water.
No, I got bullshit.
Why you gotta talk about my water, dog? You know how I feel about my water.
My water.
The good Walmart brand, man. No.
Nah, we're not doing that out here. Nah.
What?
Baby boy knows how I get about my water. I'm fancy with it. Don't play me with that.
They have an alkaline water and fucking Fiji. They get shut their mouths with Fiji water like multiple times. I'm just like, son, you
skin's glowing.
Buy that. That's crazy.
Where are your priorities? I don't know.
I'm not mad at that.
I think alkaline water is actually crazy good for you, but like too much is like kind of like dangerous, I guess.
Yeah.
No one ever drinks too much water. That's like impossible. Nah, that's true. No one even craves water like that. You got to remind yourself to drink it. So.
That's a fact.
That's such a we talk about ruin his mindset.
I got one of these by my desk too, but I'm like, oh shit, I gotta finish this. That's I have to get tell a, myself. Get a
Stanley.
Stanley.
But no, that ain't one of these.
All right, I'm ready to. A lot of beers on here. I wish I had some liquor. Crazy.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Getting them calories in.
I just have water. I didn't know we were doing this. Everyone got like
dweeb.
Well, they're way over the limit. You got moonshine. Regular niggas got beer.
Yeah, that's wild.
But yes.
You're way
crazy.
You're too lit for a party. Like reel it back some. Like relax. I know. You know me.
That is crazy.
That's why you guys lie. Say so you don't love it.
I was so ready to start and you'd be like, yep. Yep.
All right. Sorry.
You gotta get one more comment.
I got to. I got to. Say you love it. That's all I wanted.
Hey, Roy, shut the hell up, man. God, Roy.
Yeah.
What's up with you, man? Trying to be rude to DeAndre. Jeez. All right. My bad, DeAndre. Go ahead, man. Roy won't do it again.
Go ahead, man.
Oh, you don't like it now, huh? Yeah.
I knew it. That's why I waited.
Yo,
How many minutes are we in? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome back to the Geeked Up Podcast, one-stop shop for everything nerd-related. I am your host, D, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts, the first of which finally joined PC Gang. Say what up, Abdul.
What's going on, y'all? Happy early Thanksgiving to everybody here. Number one holiday in America. So, good to be here.
It's like third at best.
Third at best. It's the only good American holiday, right? This is that day.
We worship Jesus, all right?
To be thankful for. I don't know. I'm thankful of all of you guys. So.
Why do you put so much emphasis on Jesus like that?
Happy holidays, Abdul.
Yeah, right? It's more to draw a line in the sand against me, you know? It's like, damn Jesus.
People don't say Merry Christmas anymore, you know? And my second co-host, who needs to download this Pokemon game. That I've been telling him to play for the past week. Merle, say what up.
What's going on? You know, they keep trying to tell me how my story's supposed to go, but nah, I'm gonna do my own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, it's fine. That. Like, y'all hating because I don't have to look down no more. Pause. Like, I see the hate in y'all. Just tell me
how to memorize it. You did.
He wrote it on his computers.
That's corny, nigga. Stop. That's hate. Don't do that.
I got some of them. Don't worry.
And my last co-host who needs to start this show that I've been telling him to watch. Say what up, Roy.
What up?
I saw this.
That was bad.
I saw my beer.
That was bad.
No! That's not even bad. My spidey sense kicked in, though. Y'all noticed that? My bad, Roy.
It's loud as shit. How would we not?
I'm so sorry. Hey, go back and introduce Roy one more time. Give him a fair.
No, you're good. You're good. I definitely miss all of that, though. I was too focused.
It was right there. That's I wanted to laugh, but yeah.
Dude, I apologize. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Dude, I apologize. No,
you're doing.
Sorry. Fuck this intro. Yeah, watch us on YouTube. Rate the show 5 stars. No, let's get into the nonsense of the week. All right, so nonsense of the week is your girl Pokimane, who's got a new snack for you from is it some Costco, right? Something like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's Costco right now. Yeah.
Okay. Hmm. Well, she has a new snack that has a similar formula to another brand in Costco, and she's saying no, it's not the same, and this one has multivitamins and is good for you. And then people called her out on it. She's called a bunch of broke boys. I don't know how you feel about that.
Yeah. All right. First off, let me tell you what actually happened.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
That was really good. Apparently, you butchered that one.
No. He was close. So she essentially announces that she's dropping this product, right? Like these, what is it? Minor cookies or whatever the fuck. They're apparently.
What type of cookies are these?
They said they're similar to Oreos, but not Oreos, because they're like somewhat healthy, gluten free, you know, all that bullshit.
Like, and that's all $7. Abdul Shaker said, my fault. Knowing what type of cookie matters, so relax over there. All right. But please go ahead. I'm sorry.
I thought you were insinuating something else. So I was like, don't do that easy of a joke. Don't do that this early, Merle.
That's fine. Anyways,
get my form right first.
The bags cost $7 a pop, apparently. Mm. So these are like some, you know, big old like overpriced cookies or whatever the fuck. You got to buy them in bulk, so you had to pay 20. You had to buy 4 of them to even get them. So you got to pay $28 to even taste the cookie. Basically,
how many cookies are in the bag?
It's not a whole lot. I forgot how much the bag weighs, bro. People did the science on it. She said she was announcing this shit. People did the science. They broke it down like the nutritional facts. It broke down like the difference
per
between
serving.
The previous product, like you said, like the former product, like the serving amount, like all of this price point, just to basically be like, yo, this product isn't good. Why are you shelling this out? Your cookies are overpriced, whatever. Then she goes on stream because of the hate, and she makes a comment to maybe one commenter, who the fuck knows, and she makes you know, the common joke, if you're broke, just say that. She makes that joke. This joke does not go well for her whatsoever. This one little joke turns into a 10-15 minute reaction video from Moist Critical, you know, one of the biggest commentary guys.
I'm sorry, what was that name?
Moist Critical. That's
what I thought you said. Okay.
Yes, ghost.
Yes. Thank all those jokes. Yeah, all those jokes.
Moist Cookie. I see where this is going.
Yeah.
See, now that was my joke. Sign up.
I kept that one in the tuck.
Right, he was waiting.
Put that one in the slow cooker.
That's what I wanted.
So I had to take it. No, my right, cool.
So he drops his video, his commentary video, reaction video, whatever. Fuck, 5 million views on it. At this point, Dexter Toe, whatever. Fuck, they comment on it. Girl has just been getting hate because she's calling all of her fans broke. And how dare you do that to the people that you built your shit off? That's the premise of this whole situation.
Wow, what a shocking thing to do. What is this trend of content creators shitting on their fan base that built them? So interesting. Seems like a common trend, you know, lately. That's all I can say. You know, we've seen a Doja Cat do this before as well, you know, just
what call
her shit
Pokemon
on their fan
have
base.
In common, I wonder, you know?
Yeah, there's probably another.
Hey, yo.
A lot of commonalities I see in it. I don't know. I don't get this though. I don't get why it would come down to saying, like, if you're putting out a product, this is the symbiotic relationship you have with your fan base. We're allowed to like or dislike it, and that should be that. You don't need to insult us for saying we dislike it or we're critical of something you're doing or saying or whatever it might be. There's no reason for you to like turn it around and say you're broke. Like, okay, might have been a joke, but you insulting us now, like, are you trying to lose your fan base? But honestly, I think sometimes when people get to some height, they feel invincible. We're like, okay, I can say whatever I want. Maybe I'll lose 1,000 fans, but what is that really going to do for me? Until you see a Moist Critical reaction. That in YouTube world is kind of like, oh, you done. Like, anytime a Moist Critical video comes out on you, like, I don't think your career is done, but it is definitely like a bullet you kind of got to eat a little bit. It's kind of like, it's really hard to bounce out of that. I don't know if y'all have seen him attack other content creators before, but Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Pokimane. I don't have really much of an opinion on your protein cookies, but trying to charge people almost $30 for a cookie or for a pack of cookies. I don't know. I need to see this. I need to see this in action. You need to prove something to me. So,
what if I told you she just has pretty feet and that's all you need to know? Like, would you still buy them?
That's a selling point. Not going to lie. Yeah. I mean, pretty feet. That's all it's going to take. No, I don't think so, man. I'm not going to be one of those guys. Like,
well, those are plenty of that's her fan base right there. Plenty of those guys.
Hey, I'm one of those guys. I like Pokemon. Oh,
why are you watching her? I know it's not for her Valorant skills. What you watching?
I mean, well, yeah, I'll be honest, but like be honest, like I was a fan of like so she's in this group called Offline TV. They did a bunch of YouTube shit. I like their videos. I like their it's a bunch of like Asian adjacent content creators in one group, and they make little like videos, like, you know, like your typical content creation group videos and, you know, challenge videos. Like I like the group. I had no problem with the group. Like, that's why when all this shit pops off and she gets all this hate, and it's just like, damn,
y'all, when niggas really do the like I like and the high pitched voice, that should be sometimes the most hilarious thing on the screener. Like, yeah, I like it. It's good stuff.
Oh my god.
You saying they don't sound like the genuine? No,
put that on my guy. Stop that.
Thing right there. No.
Damn.
The no, that just wraps around. You know I'm bullshit.
So this is how it feels when you get cooked for your content.
Yeah, it hurts.
Hot seat is fun.
Got a lot of this. But
Nissan,
I mean,
you next,
so,
nigga.
To like the actual like discussion point, it's just like me personally, I really don't care what the content creators be saying about, like, especially like jokes. If it's a bad joke, it's a bad joke. If they say you're broke, I like broke jokes. Them shits are funny to me. I really don't.
Is it true?
Maybe because I'm not broke. It's funny to me.
But I was thinking about it.
Maybe that's why I don't care when Joe Budden says you brokies, or, you know, people says broke boy. That shit don't affect me, dog. I'm sorry.
Ooh, like, talking sick, King.
And as just like me personally, this past week, I am not an entitled fan. I'm just not. I don't really care. Like, I'll watch your content. You know, I'll enjoy your content. But I'm not really just going to get mad about you unless you did some crazy fucked up shit. This doesn't even come close to the line for me to be like, oh, this is a terrible person. Like, bro, you know how many actions somebody has to show to do for me to be like, all right, this is just a malicious individual. They hate people. They clearly, you know, like your favorite debate streamer, you know, like that guy. I don't like him. I don't see him plenty of times.
Yeah. I don't think what she did is cancelable. I just think it's kind of like whack, because at the end of the day, we're kind of paying you in a way, right?
Are we really paying you, though?
In a way, like, you're paying her by giving her your views.
You're not paying
her
me,
dog.
You don't even want to pay for it. People don't even want to look at ads on YouTube right now, right? There's this whole like ad blocking thing. They're like shutting, trying to take that shit down. People don't want to watch ads, even though those ads technically pay for the content creator to even do their shit. People don't care. People do not want to pay content creators. They just want their free shit. That's all they care about. Just free.
What them cookies look like?
See that? I just think you're above criticism. That's why, like, if someone doesn't like something, I don't think that's a means to say you're broke. I just don't get that. That's why, like, I agree. I don't think it's cancelable. I don't think it's like, all right, oh, fuck her forever for that. I just think you look kind of lame insulting your fan base.
What do you say to a person underneath our video commenting about something you said or you did?
What do I say to someone that's like, what if they disagree with me?
Yeah, that's what she's basically doing with them. She's disagreeing, like, yo, my shit is like worth like this amount of money, no matter what you say. You're broke.
I think they're going beyond that. Aren't they questioning the actual like nutritional facts, or trying to say like you're being disingenuous about what's actually in the cookie or anything like that? Like, they're kind of asking real questions versus like, you are overcharging, but you're overcharging for some bullshit, pretty much.
Well,
right?
My thing, like, well, the thing about that in general, right, is like, is a product for her fans in the first place, or are you announcing?
She out here
say,
jugging. I just saw the dropping cookies. They look like little famous Amos joints, bro. Stop it.
Hey,
she wilding.
Hey. But they're gluten free though. But like, that's nasty. My question is like, is she selling to her is she selling to her friend or fans, or is she more so just like advertising a new product that she personally is a part of, like her company, you know, is putting out there. Don't if you want to buy it, cool.
You know, she's not.
No, I'm just saying, because my thing is those cookies, I see those cookies and I'm like, oh, the place Abdul works for would have those in the break room.
That's how bad they look.
Hey, look! Hey, look! When you said that, when you said that, that froze him up. That froze him up. He didn't know what to do.
He knows it's
that.
True though, because he knows he's got plenty of goodies, plenty of snacks. That's why he goes to work all the time. That's why he walks himself to campus.
I want to be visible or whatever. No, I don't think you're entitled for saying this shit is bullshit. And then, yeah, maybe she is catering to an audience, but that audience, that fan base you has the right to say, hey, I don't know about this shit. Hey, this shit looks nasty. Like, why is it on you to come back and say you're broke? Why don't you defend the actual thing we're saying? Why don't you defend the actual thing that we're disagreeing about versus like, oh, it is nutritional. I do have this fact, or it does compare to other brands in this way.
She's lying, nigga. She got to check.
Exactly. So that's you keep calling us broke. Like, it's not being entitled. You're not being entitled by saying this is incorrect.
I'm saying that's fine, but all I'm saying is we're talking off of one, 10-20 second clip first off, right? She could have talked about the damn cookies for like 2 hours.
Oh shit.
And like, for all we fucking know, but we're only talking about 10-20 second clip. And really what I'm talking about is not even her fan base, right? So I'm sure her fan base is like, damn, that kind of hurt, but we know Pokey. We know Pokey. She's not really like that. But outside of her fan base, all this fucking pop. Hey, this is the parasocial relationships, right? Like, I think those people outside of it are the ones that are coming back and saying, like, oh, yeah, this is another reason to hate this terrible person.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's caught flack for something else. I think people are going to attack someone just for being solely popular. I don't know. Didn't she get in some controversy earlier in the year, too?
Yeah, you know what she said, right?
I don't remember what I don't know what happened.
Yo,
what
did she say? Why'd you do that to him? Why'd you do that?
Oh, she said something for real? I'm not familiar with her like that. Oh, she said nice. Nigger. Nah, I might buy these cookies now, actually. Fuck that.
All right. Yeah.
I'm going to support it. It's inverted me now. Shout out to Uzi. We're out of here.
All right.
Not we out here. That was crazy. Why'd you do
that? Internet culture news.
Let me hang it for a while.
News. All right, so your boy Diddy is in the news because of some nasty, very nasty allegations from his ex Cassie, allegating that, you know, there was some very abusive behavior mentally, physically, some rape allegations, and all this came out, and in the matter of a few hours there was a hush-hush, deal made behind the scenes. So I think the damage is done, you know, once the news hits, like, it's not ever going to go away. But this has the internet talking about, like, some other stuff that Diddy is allegedly, you know, been accused of. And Merle, I know you're a big Diddy fan, so how do you feel about this news coming out?
Good job.
That was good the job. Craziest thing.
Go ahead, brother Merle.
Piece of shit.
Brother Merle. In here.
Yo, God, you're a piece of shit for that.
Cut him off. Nah, I am a Diddy. Attention, that's crazy.
Not at least. He's also
a giant. Called on you without raising your hand.
It's just crazy, man. The list, I won't be the one to divulge all the allegations, but ever since,
why, because you don't know them, or is it because
well, once again, these are all allegations, and I on this pod won't say it, but hey, if one of you guys do, shit was kind of hectic, from like Paul's dangling an artist over a banister to damn, you just gonna put the name on it. That one, and then the alleged was it the Kid Cudi one? I know y'all want to talk about it. Look, man, I'm staying away from this.
I'm gonna steal the ball.
Take the rock. Take the rock, man.
All right, so first off, this shit, like you said, nasty situation in general, right? We can't.
Right. So first of all, you see how rough it is to lead into this shit? I hate that this nigga did this, right?
It's fine.
It's not. You just have to take your tampon off.
You knew you were going to have to talk about this.
It gets a lot easier.
This is your job. You're going to have to talk about it. Anyways.
I got you.
So we have a hip-hop icon, rap icon, superstar that has his, like, grips ingrained in the culture for, like, 20-30 years,
nigga, as long as we've been alive, and then
longer than we've been alive,
yeah,
this man has been in the game and has been involved with many different of our favorite artists. Even if he didn't even like, you didn't even like, see, Diddy's music, you might have liked what Mary J. Blige's music, or you know, somebody else, or whatever, fuck,
Shine,
right?
Mace, Mary J. Blige, Foxy Brown,
so
yeah,
there have been rumors about Diddy, you know, being a little freaky, you know what I'm saying? But that's as far as anything besides, you know, in terms of these allegations that have came out. Like, these from Cassie have just taken it to a whole different level. Now, mind you, my girlfriend did say, so she reminded me, like, hey, his ex-wife used to claim that he was, you know, domestically abusing her. Ooh. So these allegations line, Cassie's allegations line up with, like, previous behavior. So more than likely, with the amount of, you know, how descriptive and how, you know, transparent the details are, the fact that it's 35 pages, the fact that they got closed in 24 hours, the fact that everybody's hush-hush right now, there's probably some validity to it.
Let's just call a spade a spade at this point. Like,
allegations aside, the weirdest thing, you know, still dating your boy's ex, your son's ex. Really, like, that's,
listen,
still...
OJ wasn't convicted, right? We gonna go that late? Like, he was also whatever, he got guilty,
hey,
civilly, or
black,
got charged civilly. Okay, yeah. then I'm calling out black people right now, right?
I mean
everything you said is true, you are ingratiated, but I don't understand this weird wall of silence just because you're like, I don't feel the compulsion to defend someone just because you like
why
them.
Don't you understand that though?
I don't like the idea that you're gonna let someone just because they're popular get away with a lot of bullshit.
It's not,
you even,
bro,
like,
it's not popular.
Let's be honest.
What would you call it if it's not popular? Power.
Okay.
What the hell
popularity.
Is that? You
popularity,
to
too.
Yeah, that's integrated with popularity.
On.
Exactly. Yes, it is.
There's a
tremendous conspiracies this past week.
There's a tremendous.
First of all, for 24 hours.
No. Fuck last week. Hell, we just had the bodyguard nigga just said that he put the hit out on Pac. Like, what? Like, yeah. Come on. Are we serious
we're
right
not
now?
Talking,
like,
no,
we're
no,
not
I'm not. I think what you're saying two different things. I'm saying, yeah, you are popular and
thing.
You are powerful. Like, that doesn't mean these two things can intertwine and can
they
be
popular.
Like, they can. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's that. But with all of the every other content, every other artist that has had a story about Diddy has corroborated that he's been doing some type of weird shit. Just the only thing that's left now is for us to see this on video ourselves. Like, if you read, like, even like a little small excerpt of this, the way these graphic details of this person, like, throwing me against the wall and beating me, and the music is too loud for someone else to hear me, and like following me to places and like driving me to the hospital and everything like that. Like, it's so graphic that, like, I would just, a month ago, Diddy dropped an album. I've been listening to Jazzy, the newest artist that was signed to him. Like, I like the music, I'm not gonna lie to you, but I'm not excused, and he's not excused in my book for just saying, yo, nah, we don't know. And I'm not gonna like act like everyone should just be scared just because you have a hand in it. And I understand, like, I see Charlamagne and all them is on Revolt, Breakfast Club don't really want to talk about it. When someone mentioned the news today, all they really had to say was kind of like thoughts and prayers. I think that shit is corny. I think it's kind of weird, because it's like, it literally starts from one voice to step up and say something. And shout out to Cassie for going through 10 years of abuse to finally come forward and say, nah, you put me through the ringer. You followed me through my life. You beat me, like, severely. The other thing is, like, I don't want to go too left, but, like, I don't want to be this guy, but, like, people like 50 Cent is surprising to see.
I knew you were going to bring 50 in this.
Yeah, but
no,
him...
No, but
it's
perfect.
But
no, it's perfect for the rest of his take. Go ahead.
Him to, like, be all these years calling Diddy out on some weird shit and everything he's been doing, but, like, even recently I heard that call today when he's talking about, like, I saw a picture of Cassie, like, getting penetrated by multiple dudes. So I called Diddy and I was like, yo, is this really your girl? Like, you know, what's up? I'm going to send you this picture and you call me back and let me know what you think. And Diddy calls him back. He's like, oh, man, yeah, that's crazy. Yo, man, like, how'd you get that picture? So essentially, like, a lot of the things in the 35 page excerpt that was going on the lawsuit, Cassie is saying, like, he would force me to be with other guys, and like 50 Cent has no loyalty to Diddy. 50 Cent has loyalty to Cassie. Like, he don't care about any of them. He's just saying shit and letting you know, like, yo, this is shit I've seen that comes across my radar, and this shit that's happening, and like all these other stories are corroborating it. I'm not gonna sit here and pretend like he's not on some fuck shit. You might as well be the next R. Kelly or the next Harvey Weinstein at this point. So I don't know. I don't like this. I'm just shy away from him type of shit.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, once again, y'all confusing power and popularity. Like, that is not the same thing.
It's not confusing. Like,
that's a fact.
It's not the same thing, dog.
Like, totally too different.
Like,
is the prom king not popular?
Who?
Is the prom king not popular? Is the prom king not have power at school, but son?
We are talking about a billionaire, right? Yeah. A billionaire with ties to the majority of the industry, right? Which means that more than likely, you've done how to do a favor to get something from me, which means, and if I got you to go to one of my freak-offs, right, and you got to do some dumbass shit, aka on some Epstein bullshit, guess what? And I got that pocket in the tuck for your ass, nigga. No matter what you do, I got that in my pocket. And guess what comes first? It's always, bro, no matter what in life, you came in here by yourself, dog. You're gonna leave by yourself. Self-preservation. I don't give a fuck what it is. I don't have any problem with anybody that abides by that. I understand. Because guess what 50 did when he called the radio station up and said, oh, yo, you see these wild pictures? He ain't gonna run to the cops or nothing. He sent it to Diddy, the put in his face, like, look, nigga, look at this, your girl. This is your shit. This is the wild shit you be doing. But he didn't try. And like you said, it starts with one. He didn't try and start. Nobody did. Cassie had to do it herself. And guess what? And I didn't want to. There's nothing. Cassie had to do what she had to do. Da, 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 blah, blah. At the end of the day, Cassie did the settlement so she can get the money so she can wipe the shit away. So it's just, she can move on with her life.
She's deserving.
Got her bag, which is what she should do. Get her bag. But to what DeAndre is saying, I don't know who wants to go through that shit, but you could try it. Like, what was Maul saying? Take it to court.
Maul is saying there's no way someone's gonna sue me, and I'm not gonna step up and like go for trial. Fight or whatever. And like, I mean, that's a here nor there take. Like, you know, you understand why people might settle or whatever it is. It's just more so that not only did you settle, but you have every other artist that has had a tie to you in some way, including your ex-wife, including her with all these detailed stories, including Kid Cudi. What does Kid Cudi have to do with this story in any way? Like, of the most random person to bring up, but to say that, you know, she saw him talking to him and express a love interest, and he blew up Kid Cudi's car in his driveway. They reached out to Kid Cudi to comment, and Kid Cudi confirmed it was true. Like, it's things like that kind of scares me. This was a real thing that Kid Cudi confirmed.
What kind of car was it?
Of all people. I know that, but ask a more irrelevant question. Let's ask what his zodiac sign might be, actually.
I mean, that's important. Get that insurance, nigga.
That is important. Yeah, no, that's the most important part right now.
Wait, remember the Indicut cover, DeAndre?
Yo. That's not funny.
Yo.
That is the inspiration he got.
That's the truth. It's not a joke. It's real.
Roy.
Oh, that is true. I take it back now. No, but I mean, like you said, and if you have a better likelihood of taking you out civilly, you'll have a higher whatever conviction percentage or something like that. I understand that. So I think it's a combination of that, of everyone else corroborating the same accusations, everyone else saying you abuse me, and somehow everyone was just cool with this open secret. And it's beyond that. You know, it's her or him, like, sexually assaulting her and making her do things with other men, and then obviously, you know, some of his fruity stalking stuff her that you've seen.
A question for everybody right now. We like, so the argument is that we do not believe that this isn't true, right? Everyone has
100% believe it.
Okay,
no, it's more about the, well, we were supposed to just talk about the allegations. Honestly, we might as well move to the next topic because we're already getting into that.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah. So essentially, I've been getting at this for a long time. You know this whole Diddy thing, and you know Diddy has ties to a lot of people, and I think you have this weird media wall of silence. One of the main people that's been a big proponent or been on Diddy's side, including Charlamagne, is Joe Budden, right? So what happened this week is that there's supposed to be a free episode that goes out every Saturday. On Saturday, what happened was all the news breaks, and then eventually the lawsuit over it gets settled. So what happens is Joe Budden announces that, hey, the episode is going to be delayed and it's going to be behind a paywall. knowing that everything happened with this Drake stuff or whatever, the new album came out, he responded to him, and this whole Diddy thing, which is much bigger news. Because of that, Joe Budden put this episode behind a paywall, and then once this paywall happened, you watched him pretty much not give a take. You pretty much watched him get silent. You pretty much literally, when they offer the topic to him, he reverses this and says, hey, do you really need me to explain why rape and or abuse, or sorry, sexual assault or anything like that, abuse is bad? Do you really need me to be that person? And I think that's really frustrating as a fan of Joe Budden for a million reasons. Like, you have him being the one to call out L.A. Reid for the exact same type of accusations and everything like that, all them allegations. He jumped out the window to say he did such and such. So why all of a sudden you got quiet is because you have ties to him, and then your rationale is two things. Oh, I don't want the blogs to run with my name. Oh, it's a civil lawsuit, I don't want to speak on it. Like, all of your rationale made you look so stupid. It's almost like, let me not say anything because it's not going to make headlines, when in reality your silence spoke volumes. The people to the side of you, academics and Rory Amal, are the ones that stepped up, ironically. Like, the people that you like and dislike are the ones that actually had a take and were not afraid to speak about this shit. So, I mean, that's my thing now, is like, what is the responsibility of media? Like, did y'all not want people to call out Harvey Weinstein or R. Kelly? Why did it take 20 years for both of those things to happen? So I'll leave that there. But yeah.
Wait, so are you calling them like a credible news source then?
Who's a news source?
Joe.
Yeah, I think I am. Joe Budden is a credible news source. I think at least in some situations you've been right, at least on calling out. I think people were looking at you. If you had this big opinion and you have a connection or tie to somebody, both of these people actually, and then you hype up your response behind a paywall, why even put it behind a paywall? You could have just said there's nothing to say, you could just drop the episode, whatever it might be. Now, the weird thing is that because you put it behind a paywall, because you edited out your response, and then your real response leaks, shout out to the JBTV community out there on Twitter, shout out to them. For us to like really see what it is, it just looks like now you're trying to protect this man. It's not that you're scared of having a take on him. It just literally honestly comes off as like you know it's true, and you don't want to like kill him because maybe y'all might have future tie-ins together. That's my thought too.
So Abdul is completely and 100% right, like, about everything. Like, there's no argument here. He's right. He's absolutely right.
What are you talking about? I literally just said just self-preservation. Like, what? It's like, there's no problem. Like, you're saying that he has to say this shit because he said shit about other people, basically. Like, you need to keep your integrity.
Refer to the tag, nigga. Like, he keeps telling motherfuckers, refer to the tag. It's an entertainment pod. No, and just to, like, Roy's about to cook and say, bro, nothing that comes, like, he already tells niggas. It's just a bunch of shit he's just shooting out there. It's for entertainment. It's not meant to be taken home and, you know, dissect and be like, yo, this is the God honest truth for everything that nigga says or anything that any of them niggas say on that pod. And then, to that point, you know, I hate to be that guy as a stan, as he's already admitted, through past, you know, episodes, there is a certain list of people that he keeps referring to, or that he alludes to, that, hey, I'm not going to get on this platform no matter what, and I'm not going to talk about. Unfortunately, Diddy's on that list. He's already, Diddy, Hove, and I forgot the other few, select few, but I mean, you know, once again, as somebody, you know, that watches the pod as much as I do, I don't even know why you're, you know, having some type of resentment towards us like that.
Listen to yourself right there. You just said he made a list of people he's not going to talk about. Like, a month ago when Diddy's album came out, you were there to sing the praises of that album. You're willing to reap the benefits whenever you speak about anybody, and you're correct, but you're scared of the reaction you might get by even mentioning their name in a negative light. And the thing is, that leaked episode that came out wasn't even you attacking him. He didn't even attack him. I actually don't understand why they didn't release that one, to be honest with you. But essentially, in this episode, you're saying that, okay, like, you could have easily just said, okay, I know Cassie's a victim, shout out to her, prayers to her, whatever, but you didn't have to really even address Diddy. You could have even left it as like, oh, I don't know, I hope this is not true, I have never seen anything about Diddy in this type of capacity. But to build up your opinion or put your episode behind a paywall to then for you to say, yo, there's a list of people I'm not going to talk about, it makes no sense to me. But yeah, go ahead, Roy. Sorry.
It's his fucking podcast, though.
Yeah, like, sure. I can't just be trying to get like,
hold on. Because this shit is like irking the fuck out of me. I just don't understand this entitlement from fucking fans. I don't.
I knew
they
used this line
it's
too.
It's just like, you don't even pay for the Patreon. Oh, like, don't even. Half of these niggas that are complaining don't even pay for the Patreon. Like, you listen to free episodes. Yes, everyone that's like, yes, I would love anybody's watching. Thank you for watching. Thank you for being a fan. But guess what? You don't have a much say in terms of what we do or don't do. Like, at the end of the day, it's our decision. It's our choice to decide if we want to talk about the shit. We just so much shit that we don't talk about. There's so many times we're like, yeah, we're not going to talk about that. But and that's their situation. They just don't want to talk about it. Now, in terms of the ties, bro, I'm not stupid. This man, y'all been posting clips on the Joe Budden podcast subreddit of this nigga dancing at Diddy's party. Joe's probably done some dumbass shit with this nigga, bro. Like, yeah, I'm yeah, not sure. And once again, self-preservation. If you've done some dumbass shit and this nigga's got shit on you, or like I've been saying for the past few weeks in terms of Charlamagne and Joe Budden situation, we know how this PR shit goes. Diddy is super savvy. We already seen him taking the pictures of me all sad and moping during the shit. If I don't fuck with you, and if you're doing some shit I don't like, guess what I'm about to do? I'm about to start that PR machine back up. Let's bring up these old headlines of all this dumbass shit that Joe Budden has done. Because Joe Budden has done a lot of dumbass shit.
No, do you just don't believe do you believe he just, like, Diddy's not dangerous?
Oh, you popping,
is that what it is? Like,
you said, believe,
like,
what?
He's not, like, you believe, like, Diddy's not dangerous? Like, you believe, like, Joe has no reason not to be scared?
That's what Abdul's saying. That's what Abdul. Hold up. That's what Abdul and the majority of the Joe Budden fans are saying. We want you to give it up 100, no matter what, no matter the situation. Even though you've been physically assaulted in the last couple of weeks.
Oh my God!
Talk about it. We've had somebody pull up on you.
He has a right to be scared. If someone's generally scared, let's say you like watch like the Aka Mob hit, like you're gonna go to witness protection. You have a right to be scared.
Okay.
If you don't want to talk about it, because you're scared.
Yeah.
Valid reason.
Don't keep doing that. Reason. Stop doing that whole scare thing on that.
I mean, that's what I mean. What Abdul said was like he talked about it, but you didn't talk about it. But you're saying praise about something, but not saying the negatives. Just like, what are you even doing?
Even reporting on it at all for? There's two problems with what you were saying though. Like, it wasn't just it isn't just the people that don't pay for an episode that are complaining. It's the Patronies, because they paid for a non-take. That's the problem. Like, that's where this whole sentiment came from. That's why,
first off, all the Patronies,
Patronies said, y'all won this one. That's the take right now. That's the take right now. The take is that because we paid for you freeloaders right now, y'all won because we paid for something we didn't even get. That's that problem. And
what
two,
is that?
For you,
No.
Your sentiment was, yo, the people that are complaining are the ones that didn't even pay. That's not true, is what I'm correcting.
I know, but you pay for Patreon, right? Because you didn't get this one take, right? You didn't get this one take.
You need a take.
Wait, hold up. But Merle, how many pods did the Patronies get? The Patronies got fucking 6 podcasts in the fucking past week. Like, we're mad about one take now. We're mad about one singular take
about this thing that
you didn't want to give opinion on because it could negatively affect your bottom, not just your bottom dollar, your life, your family's life, your co-host's life.
And then time out.
You hear this nonsense?
To reverse it too, who's not to say, especially after the situation he learned about the whole, and I hate to even go down this route because it's nasty, but I mean, hey, money, you know, cash rules everything around me. What if, due to the high volume and everything that's going on, and people, like you just said, people are looking forward to hearing Joe say this, what's the best way to capitalize and cash in on that shit? I hate to be that guy.
Oh my God, you both have doubled on the worst take ever. I swear to God, this is ridiculous. Like, you misrepresented the entire thing. It's not that you dropped a Patreon on your regular Patreon fan base. It's that you made your free episode, you put it behind a paywall while deleting your original episode because you were afraid of the backlash.
Yes.
That's the problem. And the second problem is that the second problem is that you've been the one to call out people like L.A. Reid or someone else or DJ Envy and then take this dumbass stance of saying, oh, I'm not speaking on this because it's a civil suit. Oh, I'm gonna call out sexual allegations.
Bro, do you believe any of that shit? Hold on, but do you believe any of that shit?
I'm gonna take you for what you're saying. I ain't saying nothing
about no civil suit. My thing is, when Joe says dumbass shit like that, y'all motherfuckers really take that shit to heart, huh? Oh, he ain't gonna comment on the Super Bowl suit. Doesn't want to comment on it because he doesn't want to comment on it. He's gonna come up with some bullshit as excuse to get you off his back, and so he can argue with his dumbass point. Oh, what did he have Jeremiah do? Oh, let me go find another suit that Joe talked about. No, nigga, I don't want to talk about this shit. I don't want to talk about it.
You're cool with him putting a non-take behind a paywall that he was going to reach out for you. Let me finish. And then at the end of the episode,
he said say, that
at the end of the episode, say, yo, I hope y'all fucking hated this episode. I hope this episode is fucking garbage. You're okay with paying for someone to pretty much spit in your face. You're not, you're looking at the fans weird for not accepting that. The fans are saying, yo, if we paid for this or you put something behind a paywall and you're spitting in our face, we have a right to criticize that. So then when you're in these spaces and you hear him defend it, he's looking at you like, yo, you're gaslighting us into like thinking, oh, why did we expect a take from you? Maybe because you put your fucking episode behind a paywall when you knew what we were looking for and you deleted your original take. That's the problem. Stop making it look like, how do you expect him to say that? Because he said it, and he deleted his episode.
He didn't listen to the leaked episode. He listened to the leaked episode.
I listened to the leaked episode, but
they said he didn't even give a good take. Like, I don't...
If the take wasn't really all that, then why you worked up, nigga?
If the take wasn't all that, why'd you put another one behind the paywall?
Because he's scared.
What did you pay for? You love wasting your money. What did you pay for?
Hey, you turned down that ass, nigga.
No, I'm being serious. Because if you're going to be that guy to fucking be on camera saying that you're the one that called, you were on Brilliant Idiots the other day, or a couple years ago, calling Charlamagne a puppet, and... What are you? What the fuck does that make you? You're the problem. If you are that prominent voice and your fans have a problem with what they paid for or what you removed to make them pay for, we have a right to feel a way about that. We have a right to kind of be like, okay, even if you didn't give a take, don't spit in our face and tell us you ain't giving a take. Don't make it even that. You could have even skated around. I even said, I was like, there's only so many things you could say. I'm not even saying kill Diddy at the end of the day. I'm saying, why make it a topic? And your excuse to it was just asynine. And your
fans, you know what? I'm too much for. You're right.
It's ridiculous. My bad. I got a little.
For the fans. He's spitting in his face. Like I said, bro, I don't give a fuck. I was sitting there on Saturday not doing shit, watching all the updates, and I'm like, oh damn, no episode. Oh, it came out. Oh, okay, it's not that bad. Okay, it's cool. Like, bro, I just don't have the energy for it. As much as I'm in the community, as much as I'm on the subreddit, to listen to the pod, I am not going to have this nigga ruin my fucking day. That is not happening. I am not about to be up here hot as fuck that this nigga didn't give a take that I want. I wanted
stroking
him.
The biggest thing I wanted was him to
comment on the Drake shit. I would love to get a lyric breakdown, but that's I completely understand why he didn't want to do it, because it just doesn't work out for him. Just like him comment on a fucking lawsuit on a Friday when no one else has done it, knowing damn well on Saturday morning your take is about to be Front Street, nigga, and we all about to get that shit. I get it. You don't want to do it. I understand, bro. Like, self-preservation, I have no problem with it. Like, nigga, you finally living a good life. I hope it keeps going well for you. I hope it doesn't. Unlike you guys, most Joe Budden podcast fans are not Joe Budden fans. They do not give a fuck about the person, so they only care about the podcast. Yep. So I understand that's how y'all feel, but me personally, I like
a little spice and that little zest.
Yep. No, it's true. It's true. I don't give a fuck. Like, I mean, we both went to the show. I'm a fan of Joe Budden podcast. I'm saying, like, I have this weird thing where, like, people just can't be objective about the art they get. Like, I shit on Charlamagne. I shit on Andrew. I shit on a lot of people. It just doesn't make sense to, like, say if you got a bad product, you're not allowed to criticize it. Again, and I'm not trying to get heated. I'm more so saying that, like, it's one thing if you didn't address it. It's just the way you excuse not addressing it is kind of the problem. And then to flip it on your fans that were curious as to why you didn't address it, and then kind of be like, well, I don't talk about civil lawsuits or something. Like,
why is it not?
That is more the issue than the, and then also paywalling it. That's what makes it like weird. It's like, okay, then, like, we're not, I get it.
You
want to
tell you they're
yourself.
Shook or just display that they're shook?
I think you could, I think you're, I don't know. I don't think either. Unfortunately,
at the time, man, like I said, we're human. There's a lot of things at times where you're not going to be brave enough to take on every task. So that's, once again, do you want somebody openly to let you know, hey, I'm not comfortable doing this, or do you want somebody to allude and just show it to you?
Maybe the first option. At least be comfortable saying you're not comfortable doing it. But you didn't do that. You said, if you really guys want me to address this Diddy thing. That's like, if I asked you about, like, yo, Merle, like, man, how's it going losing weight? And you're like, Abdul, man, I mean, do I really got to tell you why McDonald's is bad? Do I really got to tell you why pizza? It's like you just skated around what we directly asked you instead of just saying, like, where are you with it or something like that. It's a weird way to address it. And then on top of that, like I said, to paywall that, and then for fans to, like, flip back or gaslight your fans and to be like, well, what did you expect? Bro, you recorded an episode, you deleted. You had something to say. And even then, it wasn't like it was bad. In the deleted episode, the weird thing is that you kind of didn't attack Diddy either. Like, you kind of just said, damn, like, this, like, what Cassie said, she's very dear, here, like, dear to our hearts and stuff, and reading this kind of broke me, whatever. I'm sad hearing that she's not one to lie or anything like that. If I was her, if I was Diddy, I would have found $30 million to handle this or something like that, right? It's like, you kind of didn't really kill Diddy. You kind of just looked at the situation as like, you can't ignore this news and this is unfortunate, which would have been enough. But to skate around it and paywall that is an issue. And then flipping it on your fans just makes no sense. But I don't want to keep circling the drain here.
I do. The paywall shit.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to say real quick when we wrap this up. Paywall shit, he literally just paywalled the Drake episode. So.
Yeah.
And so at this point, profit. Y'all niggas need to stop being surprised when some shit gets paywalled. You started this off by saying the two free episodes. Nigga, I would just say the two episodes that apparently come out on fucking Wednesday and Saturday at this point.
Paywalled the Drake episode, he gave a take though, right?
I mean, was it really that good of a take?
He gave it a take, right? That's what people paid. People knew they were looking for his, like, response, so they paid for that, right? At least it was that. Is what I'm saying.
But that's fair.
This situation, it's still, like I said, he's scared. That's all it is, bro. Yeah. You said it yourself.
Instead of five people just say, like, he's giving a bad take. That's what it is. He gave a take, you didn't like his take. So we were just going to say that as well.
Yeah, that's some majority niggas say. Man, like,
yeah. Shout out to Rory Amore, the Mixie Boys. Shout out to Academics.
Shout out for being able to accurately talk about a topic after the smoke. How do we do this right? Oh, that's it? Oh, bet. Just run through that door. Just run straight through that door. That's all we gotta do. Because everybody else done fucked it up the past few days. So all we gotta do is do this. And guess what? Yeah. We just get positive PR. We don't got a good video from the stop. Shout out to Danny. He fucks with us.
Like, yeah. Shout out to all of them. Chigs, Danny the Stop, all of them. And of course, shout out to the GOAT, 50 Cent. Been saying it for years. You know what I'm saying? Calling out the boys.
That's
for
why
years.
I knew this was where it sparked off from. When Diddy said he wanted to take him shopping, you didn't like that. I know this was about.
I want to go shopping too, but I don't know. It's just weird that the story has something to do with 50 Cent and Kid Cudi, like both of my favorite people. So shit is nuts. But now, I don't know. Again, prayers for Cassie too. By the way, the shit is crazy. Yeah, that is a real tragic thing to happen.
Exactly.
I don't know if y'all do get a chance to read that shit. Is fucking nuts.
Hey, this case is sealed. Sorry for everything happened, but Jesus Christ. Nobody needs to relive those details. And that's the actual important thing to talk about this week. Anyways.
Go ahead, DeAndre.
I don't know how you follow that up, but
No, Merle did.
In some other sad news. So the anime production company MAPPA, who's responsible for many other like animes like Attack on Titan recently, Merle or Roy, help me out. What else did they do? I can't remember right now.
I think they did. MASH.
Tower of God and One Punch Man. I got it. Thank you.
Hell's
Thank
Paradise.
You. I got it.
Hell's
Thank
Paradise.
You.
Oh.
You lost your chance.
Excuse me. All right. Oh, lost my chance.
But anyway, as you get it, they're really popular and they found great success. So it's already been in the news, like, you know, not in the news, but like in like the anime verse that MAPPA's putting out a lot of anime and they just keep getting more added to their plates. So it's been like a running joke. It's like, oh yeah, MAPPA employees are like, you know, it's like a sweatshop there because it's dropping, you know, heat after heat after heat after heat. And like those jokes definitely prove to have some truth in them because, you know, there's been some leaks from some MAPPA employees over Twitter saying like just how bad the work conditions in MAPPA are, like how much is on their plate and how terrible it is. And if you know anything about Japanese culture, it's that it's fucking terrible there. It's like the suicide right there is crazy.
Japanese work culture.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. I said that. Yeah, Japanese work culture. It's fucking crazy over there. Like, they work themselves to death. There's an anime called Zom 100 that depicts like what it's like to work in the Japanese workforce. Very good. It's fucking terrifying, whatever. But like, Roy Merle, you guys are anime fans. Abdul, the animated, your favorite anime, Attack on Titan. Do you guys think of this? Does this make you like not want to support, the shows that they're working on just to like show your support with the workers, or how do you feel about this?
I mean, so do we want to like talk about this past Jujutsu Kaisen episode? Because that's really what. So and that's
the problem episode.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? So the question is like, we've been saying it, right? We've been saying it, just like everything else in our world, it doesn't really affect us until it actually gets into our world. So for most of us, we hear about you being overworked, but the tweets are starting to get translated or coming over our side now. We're like, oh damn, y'all really been over. Okay. Then in this past episode, it's like, oh, now I can like in the past few episodes, I already had seen it, but this past one, I'm like, nah, y'all niggas are clearly overworked. Like, the episode's unfinished, bro. Like, the ideas between the, in terms of the animation and are amazing, right? Like, especially like the Sukuna scene where he's doing his domain expansion. He's about to hit turn up use Fuga and all the shit. Mm-hmm. That shit looks clean. The idea of it, Mahoraga's getting like sliced up and shit. The idea of it looks cool, but it looks unfinished. It's not done. So, in general, like, this seems like a bigger question than in terms of just like a fucking studio, like an anime studio, right? We're talking about Japanese work culture. Like, I believe it was the MAPPA studio director. He's the one deciding like how hard people have to work and stuff like that. Like, when people have been complaining on Twitter, he's essentially been like, hey, turn your badge in tomorrow, dog. Like, hey, we're done with this shit. Like, no more of this talking shit about me on the damn internet. Like, nah, y'all coming in here to work. Your 10 to 12, 14 hour days, sleep here if you have to, and do it again tomorrow. So, I don't know.
Did Yasuke?
Hey, the animation was good.
Yeah, animation was good.
Niggas should have got fired. Niggas needed some time off after that one.
They didn't write the
story. Pretty much do every popular anime, don't they?
Yeah, I know.
They've done a great majority of the last few years. Like, they dropped Heat again, but like, the work, like, it's
Chainsaw,
like,
it's a running man. Joke
because, like, yo, the work culture there must be like god awful, and just like so happens it is, like, it's terrible there. But I'm just saying, like, so
ridiculous.
I would push away from it. Like, I know we're selfish as fans and consumers, just like anticipating the next thing, and that's probably the same pressure they feel. Maybe they feel like interest can be fleeting from their fans or something like that. So that pressure like kind of funnels into the animators themselves. Like, that's obviously the main thing that's like a selling point of anime. I don't want to say it's secondary to story, but it is obviously the most eye popping thing to somebody. Like, one of the first things you criticize on an anime is how good the animation is. So I feel like, me personally, I know it's not the general sentiment, but I would rather you take your time. Like, whenever a show I like is coming out or something is based on coming out, whatever, my always general thought is like, take your fucking time, because I don't want this to be rushed. I don't want it to feel rushed. And apparently what this latest Jujutsu Kaisen episode, you saw like mistakes that they made or something too within it. And now that you're affecting the actual quality of your work, it's like, damn, let's not be these selfish consumers that just asking and asking and asking. Like, give them a break a little bit, because they probably are busting their ass at that point. And I don't believe in this overwork hustle culture a lot. Sometimes that shit is just, it's essentially just burnout culture.
And, since the guy with two
and for
jobs.
What?
I mean, facts.
Gang out here, right, DeAndre?
Gang.
Hey, Merle, too. We out here. Put that on me. Like, we
all got to. I don't believe in overworking.
No, what I'm saying is, I don't like the idea of burnout, because, yeah, I'm feeling it. I almost empathize it more, where I'm like, bro, like, I know what it's like to fucking not sleep and eat, sleep, and breathe work. Like, what is your, who are you at that point? Just like, your whole life is dedicated to that shit.
Yeah.
So,
and then those guys went on Twitter and just be depressing, just saying like, damn, I'm sorry, but I didn't do my job good enough,
My thing is, why don't they have like a whole bunch of episodes in a tuck? Like, you know, why they, when they do these
profit hiatus. Margins? That's what the studio director apparently said. It's something about the profit margins. That's how most of our shows get done. Most of the shows you watch are done like on a week to week basis. That's why
I thought it was just like sitcom. You know? It was like whole anime, arc.
Zom 100 has literally been delayed multiple times this season because of production problems.
You know what I thought that was? I thought that it was like showing what Japan was like, working in Japan was really like, and they were like censoring that shit. I was super reading into like that.
Oh, that's funny as shit.
This nigga's hilarious.
I was like, it's not really about work culture as well.
It's like, it definitely is. It's 100%.
It starts off that way. I don't think there's like a perfect solution to this. I think it's just like, we're just talking about an ideal world, you know what I'm saying? And then it's just, yeah. It's not realistic right now.
No fucked up shit. What if we just stop paying attention to that? And we just, you know, as fucked up as it may seem, I know it's random to say, but, you know, this American cartoon style is blowing up, you know, with Invincible coming around the block, you know, should we focus?
They don't care about us, dog. Like, we are not the decision makers over there. Like, we are just an extra market for them, but we are not the decision makers. We don't control shit over there.
We don't control it, but again, I think it is the interest that I think they're afraid of that's going to be fleeting if they don't get it in on time. Like, I don't get the idea of what you're creating the episodes on a weekly basis. Like, you're literally animating the episodes weekly.
Look, too, but nuts. It is true to. So you're saying like, I'd rather them, you know, work on all the shit, make it perfect, da 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 da. Mm-hmm. Us as anime fans, we have seen what happened. That's 2, 3, 4 years down the line to get another season, like 12, 14, you know, 24 episodes, and by then it comes back up and you're like, damn, I don't even really care about this show anymore. So like, I get it. Like, to make the most money, we need to go like season after season. It's like the My Hero shit. Like, that's the best example we can give you. It's just like, all right, you got a year to do these 24 episodes, but you gotta do it again.
But in defense, I think it took a year and some change to come back, like 2 years.
It took a good while, but I was like, keep in mind, it's the same company still, though. It's still the same studio that's doing like all these other everything. Anime. They're like they're dropping besides.
They can't be like a side JJK project. Like,
you would think that's how most game companies work. Yes, most game companies have like, yo, here's Eidos Montreal that worked on this game, and another different team works on this game.
You know what I mean?
But I think for their case, it's just like, this is the studio. The studio is working on this now, and the next we're working on this. I don't think they have separate teams like that.
Okay.
I hope enough people quit just so they do get some better working conditions, because that's rough. But
think about it, right?
It's changing the whole culture.
I mean, animators don't get paid shit. And why do animators not get paid shit? Because everybody wants to animate. So, like, I get rid of y'all niggas, I'm going to get some more, bro.
Like 15 more coming right through that door.
I get to work for Mappa? Dog, this is... That's how shit rocks.
That's fame to them.
Yeah, bro. Man, that's how they are on Twitter.
That's on your resume.
Yo, this is my scene right here. As you can see, I was trying to do this and that, you know, da da da. But now that's your Twitter account. That's your portfolio. I work for Mappa, and I did that part of the fight.
Mm. So, hello?
Like it. Damn. Well, like Merle said, let's switch to Invincible then. Fuck that.
I told you.
That's all we got. We're protesting anime. Support American production stuff.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Well, I don't have much to say about that. There's still other topics about that. So let's just move on to Under the Bridge. Do you guys got anything that you want the people to know about?
Oh, I got one. I just started it, but what's it called? It's only been 2 episodes out. But my boy Daniel Tosh is out, man. He's back. He got a Tosh show on YouTube, and it's hilarious. It's like 30-40 minute podcast, and like, the idea is that he's not interviewing any comedians or any celebrities. So the very first episode, he interviews his wife's gynecologist. That's literally the very first episode. And if you ever watch like Tosh.0, like the celebrity web redemptions, like, they're super funny. Like, he's just sharp and like good-witted or whatever. Like, so he asks like these witty ass questions and always make his guests like geek out. And I think today, it's only 2 episodes out, but like today he had an interview with his favorite track star without legs. So it's literally
this on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's only 2 episodes out. It's called Tosh Show. And it's great. I think it already has like 500K subscribers. It literally just released, but He's I don't know. He's one of those people that's not like talked about much, but he is popular.
What happened to him?
Good show though. He says it in the first episode. Funny enough, essentially good, Comedy Central. Okay, my bad. Yeah, it's good. It's good though. Watch that shit. Tosh,
I'll go next.
Good sell.
I'm gonna be a piece of shit. One of the bridges is Invincible. Gotta say, loving it so far. Excellent season. Season two. This is how you bring a show back. I mean, you know, I hate to be a nerd, but just like with my anime, you know, I looked into the comments. I already know what's, you know, going to transpire. And I mean, you know, solid pace right now. Good cast, as always, returning cast. Nah, man. It's gold. I even like the new the construct on the intro. You know, the last season was all the blood. Now it's, you know, the Invincibles thing, you know, cracking away. And, you know, if you know the show, it's subliminally like aligned with it. So
it's another multiverse story we got again.
Yeah, that is the one thing.
No spoilers.
To Dooley's point, that is the one thing I will say is that, like, I don't know why, but ever since...
My bad, don't do it.
You two are, like, literally the biggest spoilers.
Multiverse is
My bad.
That's all I got. Invincible. Check it out. It's good.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say my Under the Bridge for the week will be... Yeah, I can't use that one. I'm going to say For All the Dogs, Scary Hours 3. You know? six songs. Bar heavy as fuck. Only bars. Except for
bars.
You Broke My Heart. That's a banger right there.
Very last one, right?
Yeah, for all you lovesick niggas that want to say fuck my ex, it's a song for you.
So, made for me.
Let's go, Merle. Nice. We out here.
Yeah, come on.
Let's go.
Yeah,
let's go. Dairy Arms.
Mine is a cooking recommendation.
Nigga,
I'm so sorry, Trina. I'm better than you. I'm so sorry.
This nigga gonna keep trying to be artsy on this motherfucker. Knock it off with this shit. A book, cooking design. Go ahead.
Yeah, my cooking recommendation is I don't know if you ever tried reverse searing a steak, but it is the best way to eat a steak.
I don't even know how this works.
I'm just saying. I don't know if y'all know the finer things in life. So here you are. You're welcome.
I hate to do it, y'all.
Reverse sear your steak, which is, you know, all you do is season it. You're gonna bake it very low temp, and then you're gonna give it that crazy, crazy crust at the end. You sizzle it with some butter, baste it. That's it. Whole process.
What's your side, nigga? Minutes.
What's my side?
Asparagus.
Yeah, I like some asparagus. Not gonna lie, I like some asparagus too.
You're old. Don't ever call me old again. That's some old that's an old vegetable to like.
Asparagus is good.
The most crazy old this whole time. I have been using a back pillow. My back is on the other chair though. 30
That's
is
why you
wild,
can't sit on them game chairs.
Asparagus
bro.
Is again as vegetables.
30 is wild. Oh shit.
But yeah, reverse your steak. No, you're welcome in advance. But
they're gonna let you get that off, these two. I'm not letting that rock. That's some bullshit.
I've never done that. I only use a grill, so I don't know anything about searing. I only do it on a grill. I haven't. I only make steak on the grill. So
a new way. It's a brand new thing. Brand new flavors. But yeah, that's going to do it for us, y'all. If you enjoyed the episode, please rate it 5 stars on Apple and Spotify. If you enjoy listening to the audio version, check out the video version on our YouTube channel. And we will catch you on the next one. Peace.
Peace. Peace.